Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Hello, how are you doing? Thank you all for joining again. Real quick, social media for this show is at Dictionary Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and my personal is at Speejampar, S-P-E-J-A-M-P-A-R. There's a Google Voice number if you want to call it and leave a voicemail so I can hear it and then maybe put it in an episode. 917-727-5757. You can email this show, dictionarypod@gmail.com. You can join the Patreon for as little as $1 a month. One little measly dollar. I don't know how that translates to other units of money around the world, but it's low. It's real low. That's what you need to know. Okay, what are the other things? If you want to record your own theme song, theme ditty, little piece of music, a sound effect, a something, you can record it on the voice memo or any other way that you want to record it and send it to me. Probably over email is best. You know, there's other things in the show notes that you can go learn about, and merch. You can go buy merch with this show's logo and other things, and the link is in the show notes. All right, we have to talk about the words, starting with the second form of dependent, D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. This one is could also be spelled with an A at the end instead of an E, dependant. You can spell it that way, but you might not want to pronounce it that way, dependant. Noun from 1523, number one is archaic. And the synonym is dependency, which was near the end of the previous episode. Number two, one that is dependent, especially a person who relies on another for support. That could be lots of kinds of support: physical support, financial support, emotional support. Usually what they mean by this is when it comes to tax time, the parents of the kids, or if you are a guardian of the kid or a younger person, probably 18 or under, or maybe even 25 or under, or possibly even older than that, depending on the situation, the younger person who relies on the older person. I should not use the age, because there are people who need help who are older. So let's change it to, say, the person, the dependent, relies on another person, and that's the dependent. Anyway, tax time. I don't get to put anybody in as a dependent, because if I did, then I would have to pay less in taxes, I think. I think that's how it works. I can't put my cats on the tax form as dependents. That's not how it works. Okay, does that all make sense? Oh, it makes me happy. Now is the time for the sound effect for this episode, which is going to be flippity-flippity. Something like that, maybe. The next word is dependent variable, two words, noun from circa 1852. A mathematical variable whose value is determined by that of one or more other variables in a function. So the variable is the value of the variable is determined by another variable in the same function. And maybe if I find an example of this, I'll put it in the show notes, because I cannot think of something like that. The next word is depersonalization. The pronunciation depersonal. Now, I think that what they're saying here is depersonalization. We lost a syllable, or you can say depersonalization. Personal or personal? Personal. Okay. All right. This is a noun from 1906. 1A, an act or process of depersonalizing. Depersonalizing. 1B, the quality or state of being depersonalized. I don't think I want to be depersonalized. We'll learn about it more in the next word. Number 2 for depersonalization, a psychopathological syndrome characterized by loss of identity and feelings of unreality and strangeness about one's own behavior. Okay, so you probably will learn about this. Maybe a therapist is helping you out and they say that you've got, you're dealing with some depersonalization. What is involved in that? It's when you lose your own identity or your feelings of unreality and strangeness. You just basically don't really know who you are, what's going on. And I am not a doctor, so don't quote me on anything that I say here, because clearly I make mistakes. Speaking of, I did mean to say that I listen back to these and I hear often I make mistakes like, instead of saying the word word, I'll say the word episode, or, you know, variations on that. So, apologies for all of those mistakes, but, you know, I'm only human, and just whatever comes out, comes out. It's not like I'm going to re-record one sentence just because of something like that. Okay, so depersonalization, you don't know your behavior. It's just you've got this, there's a barrier between who you are, what you are, your personality, and you, what, your consciousness? Are those two things separate? Are those two the two things that are battling it out? This is a very, very interesting idea. Okay, the next word is related. It is depersonalize. Transitive verb from 1866. 1. To deprive of the sense of personal identity, as in schools that depersonalize students. An example of that would be maybe a Catholic school or any other school that requires them to wear a uniform. You don't get to project your personal identity with clothes or maybe hair color or jewelry or other things like that. So you are being depersonalized when you gotta wear a uniform or other, you know, variations on that. 2, to make impersonal, as in depersonalizing medical care. And I think medical care is probably one of the last things that should be depersonalized. To make impersonal. No, I want my medical care to be quite personal. I want the doctor, the nurses, whoever, to get to know me as a person so they can give me the best medical care. I don't want to just be a face, a number, or whatever, and have, you know, be just in a line of people coming in and out all day. And they're like, oh, you got this, take this, bye. Oh, you got this, take this, bye. No, you gotta spend more time with people. Make it personal. Like in the olden days when the doctor would come with their little black bag and that shiny thing on their forehead. Should we read another word? Okay, let's do that. With the sound effect is flibbity flabbity. The word is dephosphorylation. Dephosphorylation. It is spelled dephosphorylation. Dephosphorylation. Noun from 1931. The process of removing phosphate groups from an organic compound, as ATP, by hydrolysis. And then also the resulting state is also, I guess, called dephosphorylation. Phosphorylation. Dephosphorylate is a transitive verb. The process of removing phosphate, I don't know anything about this. I'm not helpful. Flippity flippity floop. The next word is depict. First syllable can be de or di. Depict. Transitive verb from the 15th century. Number one. To represent by or as if by a picture. To represent by or as if by a picture. As in, a mural depicting a famous battle. Parks and Rec had many murals depicting various very odd situations. Depict number two. It is the number one definition for the word describe. We haven't gotten there yet. We're not in the DES section. We're in the DEP section. Describe. But you can describe a thing. You are depicting it. You are telling somebody what it looks like. Maybe you're painting a picture in their brain. Depictor is a noun, and depiction is also a noun. I'm looking at the etymology from the previous words in this episode, and I don't think we really had anything. No, but this one has, what does it say? From the Latin depictus, which is from the verb, depingere, which is from de, plus pingere. Yes, it starts with ping. Pingere means to paint, and there's more at the word paint. So you are literally painting a picture, or maybe metaphorically painting a picture when you depict something. When I maybe give some of my extra examples, or, you know, just the examples in the book, they are depicting more information about the word. Next word. Flip, 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 flip. Depigmentation. Depigmentation. Noun from 1889. No, this isn't anything about hogs. It is loss of normal pigmentation. And pigmentation is it's the stuff on your skin. Your skin has a pigment. It might be light, it might be dark, it might be in between, whatever it is. When you lose it, oh, what is the name? Michael Jackson had starts with a V, vitiligo. So I guess, I don't know how that works exactly. Is it a sort of a degradatory process when you have vitiligo where it, like, you gradually lose your pigmentation? Or is it kind of like it happens all at once and then it's done? I don't know. It's something to think about, though. Next word. Flare, 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 flare. Depilation is the next word. Depilation. Noun from 1547. The removal of hair, wool, or bristles by chemical or mechanical methods. And depilate is a transitive verb. But what are they doing this to? Hair, wool, bristles? I would first assume that it's on some sort of living creature. But I don't think that we should be using chemical or mechanical methods, maybe by hand if you gotta shear the sheep. What other things might have hair, wool, or bristles that you gotta get rid of? I don't know. This is from the Latin verb depilare, which is from de plus pilus, which means hair, and there's more at the word pile. So when you remove the hair, you make a pile of hair on the floor, like at the barber shop hair cuttery place, and then somebody has to sweep it up. I hope they're not stealing your hair to make little hair dolls of you. But yeah, pilus is hair. It's removing the hair. When you get a haircut, you're going for a depilation, and you should say that when you go to get your haircut. I just got a depilation. I'll probably need another depilation in a couple of weeks. 2-3 weeks, something like that, maybe. Or, actually, I might skip a depilation altogether for a while. I might just let it go. Should I mark the progress with photos? Meh. The next word. Flip, 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 floop. I don't know where this sound came from. This word is depilatory. Depilatory. There's only one L. noun from 1606, an agent for removing hair, wool, or bristles. And depilatory is also an adjective. You put on the depilatory when you're doing a depilation, and you are depilating. Again, maybe, I don't know where you're using this. I guess, yes, you can use chemicals on people and other living things, but it might not feel so great. The next word, flip. Deplane, intransitive verb from 1923, to disembark from an airplane. I just did this. Oh, how many days? Two days ago, I deplaned. I disembarked from the plane. Deplaned. Luckily, I had no delays or problems or anything. I don't think I have anything else to say about deplane. Oh, I guess we could chat about it real quick when you get off the plane and you're waiting for other people. Oh my god, it takes so long for them to get off the plane. You're just standing there in the big hallway waiting for them to deplane. There are so many people. It's a fun time to look at all the people who are on the plane. These are the people on your aeroplane. And it's just fun to people watch. When you're deplaning, you should wait until the whole row ahead of you is done and deplaned, and then you can go. Don't go budging ahead of line unless you got another plane to catch and you don't have a lot of time. You got to run. We had to do that too. There were three or four people who had to run ahead, so we had to let them go. Okay, flippity flip flop. The next word is deplete. Transitive verb from 1807. There will be some synonym information. Let's have some fun with the synonym information. Okay, number one for deplete, to empty of a principal substance. Two, to lessen markedly in quantity, content, power, or value. It's just there's less of a thing. That's what it's all about. Depletable is an adjective. It can be depleted. I think most things can be depleted in some way. Depleter is a noun. That's got to be the one who's doing the depleting. Depletion is also a noun. And depletive is an adjective. Depletive is an adjective. Is there etymology? Yes. Latin, depletus, which is from the verb deplere or deplere, which is from de plus plere or plere, which means to fill. Fill. There's more at the word full. So plere is fill. Deplere means to not fill. Means to, so not, it's not just not fill. It's literally actively making it less. What would that word be other than deplete or depletion? Full, I mean, that's what it is. It's kind of right there in the word. If you know your Latin, you know that it's in the word. Synonyms. Deplete, drain, exhaust, impoverish, and bankrupt mean to deprive of something essential to existence or potency. Deplete implies a reduction in number or quantity so as to endanger the ability to function, as in depleting our natural resources. Yes, we are. Hey, dictionary, thanks for that. Thanks for reminding us about that. We are depleting our natural resources, our oil and water and all that stuff. It's not oil, anyway. Yeah, especially water. That's a bad one. Let's use these renewable resources like the sun and the wind and the water as it moves down a thing. Okay, drain. Drain implies a gradual withdrawal and ultimate deprivation of what is necessary to an existence, as in personal tragedy had drained him of all spirit. You need your spirit, otherwise you can't exist without it. Gradually, it's draining away. Exhaust stresses a complete emptying, as in, her lecture exhausted the subject. She was done. She talked about it so much, it was completely emptied. I also think of a gas tank in your car. Well, all of these work. Depleting your gas tank, draining the gas tank, exhausting the gas tank. We all have a metaphorical exhaust tank in our body of how much energy you have. Impoverish suggests a deprivation of something essential to richness or productiveness, as in impoverished soil. So the soil is impoverished because the essential things, the richness of it, the things that make it productive, have been depleted, or it's been deprived of those things, so it is impoverished. The last one is bankrupt, and it suggests impoverishment to the point of imminent collapse, as in, war had bankrupted the nation of resources. And of course, usually we think about that with money, but resources and other things, you can be bankrupt. It's just gone, 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 gone. Oh, that was a lot of information. We have one more word for this episode. Flibbidibbidibbidiflap. It is deplorable. Deplorable. Adjective from 1612. 1. The synonym is lamentable, as in a deplorable death. Oh, we're very sad about it, because that's like lamentable. We are lamenting over the death. It's lamentable, deplorable. 2. Deserving censure or contempt, and the synonym is wretched, as in deplorable living conditions. Nobody should be living in deplorable living conditions. I don't want that for anybody. But yeah, deserving censure or contempt. Just like, it deserves to be taken away. And people are living there? That's deplorable. People can do deplorable things that are wretched or lamentable. Deplorableness is a noun, and deplorably is an adverb. And tomorrow, oh, the beginning of the next episode, we are going to talk so much more about deplore. You're going to learn more about this word than you ever wanted to know, including synonym information. There's no etymology for deplorable. Please don't be deplorable. So that means it is time to reread the words quickly and then come up with a word of the episode, because that's what we do here. And you should come up with your own. You could tweet it. Tweet it out. I listened to this episode, and this was my word of the episode. At Dictionary Pod, go do that. Tag me. Maybe there's a hashtag you should use. Word of the episode, that could be a hashtag. You could also do WOTE, WOTE. That's word of the episode in acronym form. Do that. Okay, today we had dependent variable, depersonalization, depersonalize, dephosphorylation, depict, depigmentation, depilation, depilatory, deplane, deplete, and deplorable. Don't be deplorable. Don't deplete the natural resources. Let's see. I didn't care for those particularly. Just reading through to figure out which one I really liked. I think just because I've had to do it a lot, and I probably will have to do it a lot for personal or for work, mostly work, I'm going to pick deplane as the word of the episode. It's, it can be fun to take a plane trip sometimes, and then when you get to the end, you're like, oh, good, it was fine, but I'm ready for it to be done. Let's get off this plane. Let's get off this plane, we call it a deplane. Get off the plane, no more flying for you. That is the end of the episode. That was the end of page 334, basically, other than three little lines. And I hope you're all doing very well. And tune in to the next episode. It could be tomorrow. Tune in to that thing, and then you can hear me talk about some more stuff. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.